This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I'm sorry again, Rabbi Yisai, for the late start. I apologize. I was not able to be in communication. Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Daf HaShavua, Masech Yevamos. So a very interesting machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. Regarding somebody who lived with his sister, that means this woman has the same father as you, but she's also the daughter of your wife's father. She's also Bas Eishes Aviv. So the Tanakhama says that you're Chayiv Misha Machoisei and Bas Eishes Aviv. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda says, no, you're only Chayiv for Achoisei. You're not Chayiv for Bas Eishes Aviv. The reasoning of the Rabbanon is, we darshan two psukim, Ervas Achoyscha, and why does it say Ervas Bas Eisha Savicha? To tell you that you're chayiv for both Achoyse and Eisha Bas Eisha Aviv. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda says no. It says Achoyscha he. We darshan you're only chayiv for Achoyse. You're not chayiv for Bas Eisha Aviv. The Rabbanon, what do they do with Achoyscha? They learn from there that if she's your sister from a woman who your father raped, and she's your sister, Bas Aviv, and Bas Imai, that you're Chayiv for her, and otherwise I would not have known that you're Chayiv, because in Masira Min Adin. And what does Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda say? He says, you're right. That's what I learned from Achoyscha, but the word he tells me, you're only Chayiv for a sister, and you're not Chayiv for Bas Eishes Aviv. And the Rabbanon say, no, I need he to tell me that not only are you chayiv if you live with your sister who's the daughter of your father and the daughter of your mother, but you're also, the reason why you're chayiv is because the Torah says you're chayiv, and nowhere else in the Torah are you entitled to make a kavah chaymer. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda would say as follows. In other words, that's where, let's start from there. We'll say the bottom part outside as well. But basically, the Rabbanim are of the opinion that I need Achoyscha to say Yechayiv for Bas Achoysoi and Bas Aviv. Yechayiv for your sister if she's the daughter of your father and mother. And he tells me that Ein Mazhira Min Adin everywhere else. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, look, at the end of the day, the pasuk of Achoyscha, if it's only there to tell me that you're chayiv for a sister who's the daughter of your father and the daughter of your mother, then what's it doing in the pasuk of Bas Eishes Aviv? Again, if the chiddush of the pasuk is you're chayiv for living with a woman who's the daughter of your father and the daughter of your mother, and this woman is not married to your father, that drasha should have been in the pasuk about a woman who's not married to your father. Why is it in the pasuk of Bas Eishes Aviv? The answer is, it's to teach me that, what? That you're chayiv, it's to tell me that you're only chayiv for Achoysoi and not Bas Eishes Aviv. Now, that is what Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda holds. What does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda do with Bas Eishes Avicha? The Gemara says he learns from there that you're okay. So far, if you didn't get that Hashak Levitaria, it's not a problem. You could start now. You could kick in now. So if you're upset at me that I came late, which you're entitled to be, still we could start now. For Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, Hi Bas Eishes Avicha, my Oved late, and I'm going to tell you why I was late after the shir. Fine. It says like this. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that Bas Eishes Avicha, you're not chayiv for if she's your sister. In other words, if you live with a woman, and she's your sister, the daughter of your father, and she is the daughter of your father's wife, you're only chayiv for her being your sister. So what does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda do with the pasuk of Bas Eishes Avicha? You're not chayiv for Bas Eishes Avicha. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef learns from there that you are, chayiv for, you're only chayiv for a sister of a woman who technically could be married to your father. But a woman who cannot have marriage to your father, that the product of that marriage will not be the product of that marriage will not be constitute your sister. Basically, prat la achoisoi mishivcha vayvedes koychavim, except to exclude your sister, who is the daughter of a maidservant or a Gentile. She is not your sister. Only a sister who comes from a woman who technically could be married to your father. So now let's start. Chav Gimel Amidah. Says the Gemara, ve'ema prat l'chayvei lavin. Why don't we say to exclude chayvei lavin? Meaning, why don't we say the pasuk of Bas Isha Savicha says that if your father married someone who is a lav to your father, for example, let's say your father married a mamzeres, or let's say your father is a koyin and he married a grusha, maybe your sister from that marriage is not bas isha savicha because your father is not supposed to be married to that woman. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? I'm Rav Papa Chai Ve'Lavin, Tavsi B'Kedushin. Chai Ve'Lavin, Kedushin is Toifis to Dechsiv, Ki Siena Le'ish Shtei Noshim. If you will be to a man two wives, Ha'achas Ahuva V'Achas Nua. One who is beloved and one who is hated. So this is in Parshas Kiset. If a man will have two wives, one who is beloved and one who is hated. So the question is, what does that mean, right? And both of them give birth. Basically, you have two wives. One you like, one you don't like. The one that you like gives birth to the youngest, the one that you don't like gives birth to the oldest, and you want to give the bechor rights to the child of who's younger. You want to give it to him because he's the child of the wife that you love. So the halacha is you're not allowed to do that. So again, you're married to two women. The one that you don't like produces the bechor, and you want to take away the bechor from the ben hasanua and give it to the ben ha'ahuva. So the Gemara asks, what in the world does it mean you love one and you hate the other? Of course you can't take away the bechor. Why would you think because you hate her you could take away the bechor of her child? So obviously, love and hate is a woman who God loves and a woman who God hates. Is there someone who is beloved to God or hated by God? Would God say about one lady, yeah, she's Ahuva, the other one's Sinua. It must be the only way that's possible is if one union was permitted and one was prohibited. Ella Ahuva Ahuva Benesua. The woman who is called loved is her marriage is considered beloved because it's considered a valid marriage. It's a kosher marriage. Sinua is Sinua Benesua. Hated, she's hated in her marriage. Va'amar Achmana. And the merciful one said, Kisiena. The merciful one said, Kisiena. You're married to her. In other words, one woman's marriage is beheter, the other woman's marriage is beisser, and the merciful one said, you could effectuate nisuin to her. Says Gemara, Ve'ema prat lechai ve'krisus. Why don't we say to exclude someone who is... Alright, so that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that from this pasuk, ki siena l'ish, we learn out you could effectuate a marriage to chai ve'lavin. And therefore, the pasuk that says that you can't live with your sister cannot be excluding a sister from chai ve'lavin because your father could have had marriage. He effectuated a marriage to chai ve'lavin. His marriage was chal to chai ve'lavin.
Isn't that referring to Yifas Tayar?
You're right, so the Yifas Tayar is the beginning of Kiseitse. And then the next episode is Stam, a guy who marries two wives, one he loves, one he hates. Rashi happens
says,
to...
No, what's the connection? He says the connection is you're going to marry Yifas Tayar, then you're going to hate her, and then you're going to have a Ben Sayar Meir.
Right, but...
So the Chayar, the Kiddushin wasn't a Bilal, it was a Yifas Tayar.
No, so that doesn't mean that the situation of Kisiana Lishtei Noshima Achas Avach Snua is Dafka talking about a Yifas Toyar. Because the bottom line is like this: if she still is a Yifas Toyar, if she did not convert, then you're not married to her. And if she did convert, then she's not Chayvei Lavin anymore. So even though what Rashi just means is al pi drush, the juxtaposition of the Yifas Toyar with Kisiyan Alishtei Nozra, is that if you marry Yifas Toyar, you're going to end up hating her. But Rashi's not saying that if she does not convert, the Kedushin is Chal, and if she does convert, she's not Chayvei Lavin. So the Pashup Shad is it's a standalone incident where you're married to two women, one you love and one you hate. Okay. V'amarachmana kisiena, fine. So the bottom line is that your sister from Chayvei Lavin is your sister because your father was married to her. It says Gemara ve'ema prat lechayvei krisos. Maybe the pasuk of Bas Ishta is not saying that you can't be, that your sister from a Goya, Shivcha, or Na'avelis Kachavim is not your sister. Maybe it's saying your sister from Chayvei Krisos is not your sister. Because, by the way, to Chayvei Krisos, Kedushin is not Toifes. Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Kra, Ervas Achoischa, the Erva of your sister, Bas Avicha, the daughter of your father, Bas Yimach, the daughter of your mother, Meledes Bayis or Meledes Chutz, whether she was born inside or outside. So that's an unusual expression, whether she was born inside or outside. What does that mean? Whether she was born inside or whether she was born outside. Says the Gemara, Bein she'omrim lo la'avicha kayam, bein she'omrim lo la'avicha hoitze. We darshan that means whether we tell the father, stay with your wife, whether we tell your father, get rid of your wife. Nevertheless, va'amarachmana choyzchahi. So Meiledes Bayis is a man married to a woman that we let him stay with her. Meiledes Chutz is a man married to a woman that he has to divorce her. And nevertheless, the sister is the sister. Says Gemara, Ema bein she'amar lo avicha kayam, bein she'amar lo avicha hoitzei v'amarachmana achoyzchahi. L'rabois achoysoi mishivcha, to include your sister from a shivcha. V'oyvedes koychavim. So the Gemara is saying like this. We're darshaning that your sister is your sister, even if it's Chayvei Krisos. By the way, why do we assume that Meiledes Chutz is talking about your father is married to Chayvei Krisos? Maybe Meiledes Chutz is talking about your father is married to Chayvei Lavin. Because Chayvei Lavin, we also tell your father to get divorced. So it seems like Oimrim Loi Hoitzi is not we tell him to get divorced, but the marriage sort of falls apart on its own.
Without a get, for sure.
Right, so when we say get rid of her, in other words, why don't we, maybe it's talking about Chayvei Lavin, and when we tell the father Hoitze, it means divorce her. So Hoitze must mean take her out of the house, even because you're not even married to her, right? So right now, the Gemara says, you can't say that she's not your sister if it's Chayvei Krisos, because we have a Beferish Drasha that even if we tell your father, get rid of this woman, she's still your sister. To which the Gemara is asking, Ema bein shamar levicha kam bein shamar levicha oitzei v'amarach mana achoyzchi l'rabbis achoyzim yishuv rabbis kechavim. Why are you saying Meiledes Chutz is when we tell your father to get rid of the woman because she's Chayvei Krisos? Maybe Meiledes Chutz is when we tell your father get rid of the woman because she's a Goya or a Aves Kecham or a Shivcha. In other words, we're saying that the Pasuk of Bas Eisha Savicha is someone who your father can have marriage to exclude a Goya and a Shivcha. And the pasuk of Achoyscha hi Meiled deschutz is talking about Chai Ve'krisa. So the Gemara wants to know, well, maybe Achoyscha hi is also talking about a sister from a Shivchan or a Vezkei Chavim. So again, Ema Bain Sha'omer Lo Yavicha Kaim Bain Sha'omer Lo Yavicha Oitzei V'amrach Mer Achoyscha hi L'Rabbis Achoyscha mi Shivcha Vezkei Chavim. So Gemara says, no! You can't include a sister from a Shivcha or a Goya. Amar Kra Bas Eshes Avicha. The pasuk says, the daughter of the wife of your father. Says the Gemara, Mi Sheyesh Lo Ishus Lo Avicha. Someone who had, someone who could have marriage to your father. Prat La Achoyse Mishivcha Vezkechavim. To exclude a sister from a Shivcha or Vezkechavim who cannot have marriage to your father. So the obvious problem here is, why are we including Chai Ve'krisos from Achoyscha hi? Because she's, even though she's Meiled Deschutz, she's your sister, and we're excluding your sister from Shivcha Vezkei Chavim, because your father cannot have Ishus to her. I mean, both women, whether she's a Goya or she's a Chai Ve'krisos, Kedushin is not Toifis. So, like, either both of them should be not be able to produce a valid sister, or both of them should. Either they both should be included from Achoyscha, or they should both be excluded from Bas Eishes Avicha. Miman of Shach, but both cases, you can't be Toifes Kedushin. So the Gemara says, Uma Ros, why do you see fit to darshan the inclusion of Chai Ve'krisos and the exclusion of Agoy? Mestabra Chai Ve'krisos Havelei L'Rabbos. It's Mestabra we should include Chai Ve'krisos. Shekein Tavsi Bahen Kedushin, because Kedushin is Toifes. La'alma, to the world. It's Mestaber that we should include Chai Ve'krisos, because Kedushin is Toifes to the world. I mean, you know what the fundamental difference between Chai Ve'krisos and a Goy is? A Goy, no Jew could marry. Chai Ve'krisos, there are Jews that can marry her. You can't marry your sister, but someone else can. Chai Ve'krisos is capable of effectuating a Kedushin with somebody. Okay, she's your sister, she's your mother-in-law, she's your mother, she's your relative. But a Goy can't have Kedushin to anybody. So therefore, we include sister from Chai Ve'krisos from Achoyscha hi. And we exclude a sister from a Goya from Bas Eishes Avicha. Says the Gemara, Fakeret, Adarabba, Shivcha v'Oivedes Koychavim, Havalei L'Rabbis. A Shivcha and a Goy, you should include. Why? Because at least a Shivcha and a Goy, you could have Kedushin to if she would convert. Di Megayro L'Didei Namitaz Kedushin. A Goy has more shaychas to Kedushin than Chai Ve'krisos, because a Goy, if she converts, you can marry her. But your sister, there's nothing that she could do to marry you. L'chi Megaira. Excuse me, right? D'i Megaira L'dida Nami Tavsiva Kedushin. Isn't a Goy more shaykh to Kedushin because a Goy could convert as opposed to a relative? Says Gemara, no. L'chi Megaira Gufa Achrinohi. There is no... A Goy and a Shivcha is not Shaykh to Kedushin. I, they could convert. If they convert, they're a different person. This person is not Shaykh to Kedushin. Fine. So the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda learns out from Bas Eishes Avicha that if your father has father marries a Goya and that produces a girl, and she's technically, legally, your sister, you're not. She's not your sister. You're not chaya for living with her, because your father cannot effectuate kedushin to her. But Chai Ve'krisos, if your father lives with Chai Ve'krisos, the girl produced from that marriage is your sister. Says the Gemara, V'rabbanon lemutei shivcha v'ezkechav minalahu. The Rabbanon darshin Bas Eishes Avicha to say that you're chayev both for Achoisai and for Bas Eishes Avicha. So how do the Rabbanon know that a sister from a Shivcha and a Goya is not your sister? Where do the rabbis know that from? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he's able to free up Bas Eishes Avicha to teach that a sister from a Shivcha and a Vezkechavim is what? Is your sister. But where do the rabbis learn it? Says, go naftalu meho yishavi ladeh atiyah ladeh. They learn it from the pasuk that if a adoin gives a woman, a non-Jewish woman, to an Eved Ivri, the woman and her children will be to the Adain because these children do not belong to the Eved Ivri. So from here we learn that a Goya does not produce a child that is related to the Jewish father. So the same way the child is not related to the Jewish father, the child will not be related to her brother. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learns this from. He learns out Shivcha and Eved, and a child from a Shivcha and an Eved, and a Oyve Kechavim from Ha'isha V'Lodel Tiel Adonea. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, I need two psukim. I need one pasuk to say if the mother is a Goy, there's no sisterhood or childhood, and one pasuk to say if the mother is a Shivcha, there's no relation. Why? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Chad b'Shivcha v'chad b'Oyve Kechavim. I need two psukim, one by a Shivcha, and one by Avodas Kechavim. Utsrichi, I need both of them. Di'i ashme'inon shivcha. Because if I would teach a shivcha, mishum de'en lachayas. You know why the child is not related to the shivcha? Because a shivcha has no yichos. There, a shivcha is like a donkey. And a Gentile woman is mesiaches to her father. Excuse me. So in other words, there is no relation to a parent, to a father, in the world of Shivcha, because fatherhood has the same significance in the world of a Shivcha as it does in the world of donkeys. As far as I know, if you go to a donkey farm, there's no paternal relationships over there. So too, in the world of Shivcha, paternity is irrelevant. But Rashi points out, by Goyim, even though we would have thought paternity is not significant, there are instances in Tanakh that there are people who we give their father's name, Baladin ben Baladin, or Hadrimon ben Tavrimon. So there is a concept of paternity to some extent, by Goyim, more at least than by Shivcha. So if it would just say by Shivcha, then I wouldn't know by Goyim. But by Goyim, where there is Yichos, I would say not. And if it would say only by Goyim, there's no sisterhood or childhood, Mishum Delei Shayecha B'Mitzvahis. Because Goyim have no connection to mitzvahs. Aval Shivcha, but by a Shivcha, the Shaychi b'mitzvahs. A Shivcha is Shaych b'mitzvahs. Emoloi, I would think not. Emoloi, I would think not. So Tzricha, meaning a Shivcha is Chayiv in mitzvahs. She's Chayiv in whatever mitzvahs a woman is Chayiv in. So if I only had one pasuk, I would not have known the other. So I learned out from Isha V'Yodea Tiel Adoneha that there's no sisterhood by a Shivcha. And I learned out from Basei Shesavicha that there's no sisterhood by Goyim. And I need both Psukim. So the question is, the Rabbanon, they don't have a Pasuk by Goyim because they use Basei Shesavicha to say that you're Chayiv not only for Achoyse, but you're also Chayiv for Basei Shesavicha. So they only have the pasuk of Ha'isha v'ladel tiel adonai to say there's no sisterhood by the world of Shivcha. But they don't have a pasuk that there's no sisterhood by the world of Goyim. Rabbanan Ashkechon Shivcha v'ezkecha minalu. V'chi teima nelef mishivcha. And if you want to say I learned it out from Shivcha, we made a tzrichusa. We just said that if we just no, there's no sisterhood by Shivcha, I would not necessarily have known that there's no sisterhood by Goyim. Because Goyim are not Shaykh b'mitzvahs. So, if I only right now have a pasuk by Shivcha, but how do I know there's no sisterhood or childhood by Goyim? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rashbi, Amar Kra, the pasuk says like this. Don't let your daughter marry a Gentile. Why? Ki Yasser is bincha me'acharai. He, the Gentile, will steer away your son from after me. That means the mother is a Jewess, the father is a Goya, a guy, and we're afraid the Goya is going to pull your child away from God. That means he's a Jew, he's your child, and we're afraid the father is going to pull him away. But it doesn't say the reverse, don't give your Jewish son to a non-Jewish woman because she's going to pull your son away from God. Because it's not your son. Because if she's not Jewish, the kid ain't a Jew. The kid is a Gentile. So I'm like, Ki Yosir es Bincha. Only when the father is a Gentile, the kid is your son. Bincha, Mishra es Kari Bincha. Your son from a Jewish woman is your son. Ve'ein Bincha abam min aves karam kar Bincha. But your son from a non-Jewish woman is not your son. Right? Where do we have this? Daf Yud Zayin. Ayla Bina, it's her son. And Ravina learned from him, Ravina Shramina, Ben Bitcha, the son of your daughter, Haba, who came from a Gentile, so the father's a Gentile, and the mother's your daughter, Kari Bincha, is your son. Again, we had last time, there's a hak. What's Ravina adding on what the Rashbi said? He's just repeating it over. Says the Gemara, Lema kasava Ravina, shall we say Ravina holds, Oyved kaychavim, a Gentile ve'eved, haba abas Yisrael, havlad kosher. The child is kosher because we say ki yasir es bincha, he's a full-fledged, your son. Says the Gemara, Nihi de mamzer lo yhave. True, the child is not a mamzer. Again, the reason why the child's not a mamzer is the mother's Jewish, the father's a guy. Since there's no kedushin, so it doesn't produce mamzeros. Mamzeros can only be by someone who has the capability of having a marriage. So let's say chayve krisos, so someone else could marry them. Says Gemara, no, lav dafka, just because the son is Jewish, is he kosher? Nihi de mamzer loy have kosher nami loy have. True, he's not a mamzer, he's also not kosher. But Yisrael pasul mikri. If the father's a guy, he's called a disqualified Jew. So now the Gemara has the following question. Because the pasuk of Ki Yasir, from which we're learning that the child of a Gentile father is a Jewish child. However, if the mother is a Gentile, the mother is not Jewish. That pasuk is talking about the Zayin Amamin, the seven nations. But how do we know by all goyim that if the mother is Jewish, if the mother is Gentile, how do we know that there's no childhood or sisterhood? Maybe this pasuk is specific to the Zayin Amim and says Gemara Habeshiva Umayis Ksev. Says the Gemara Ki Yasir L'Rabbis Kol HaMasirim. You're right. The pasuk is talking about the Zayin Amim, but Ki Yasir includes all the Masirim. Ki Yasir includes all the Masirim. Anyone who pulls your child away, meaning any Gentile, because the word Ki Yasir is unqualified. It says he's going to pull the kid away. That means it's all about the fact that the father is going to pull the kid away. It's irrelevant what nationality it is. You're right, the beginning of the pasuk is talking about the Zayin Amamin, but the Svara here is Ki Yasir. He's going to pull away your kid. So what difference does it make if he's Parisi, Girgashi, or North Korean? At the end of the day, he's going to pull away your kid. Says the Gemara, well, that only makes sense if you're going to supply logic to the Pasuk. If you're going to be Doiresh time of the Kra. So if you're Doiresh time of the Kra, and you say, why is the Torah saying he's going to pull your kid away? It's because he's going to have a bad influence. So then there's no difference between the Zayin Amamin or any other guy. But Hanicha, the Reb Shimon, the Darsh time of the Kra. this is fine and good according to Rav Shimon who darshins the reasoning of the pasuk. Ela the Rabbanan minalahu, but according to Rabbanan, how do we know that according to the Rabbanan who are not Doirish time of the Kra, then how could you know from Kiyasir that it's talking about all nationalities? So Gemara says something very interesting. We're now in the opinion of the Baal Plukta Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that we learn from Bas Eisha Savicha that you're chayiv for living with your sister who's Bas Eisha Savicha. And he cannot learn from Bas Eisha Savicha Agoy. He has to learn from Bas Eisha Savicha Kiyasir. We happen to know the Tana that argues in Rabbi Yehuda, he is Reb Shimon, who is Darish, time of the Kra. That's the very Tana, who we're trying to explain. How does he know that there's no sisterhood or childhood from a guy? In fact, the Tana we're trying to explain is Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon is of the opinion that we are Darish, time of the Kra. So Marv Rabbeisai, that is all, folks. And Bezos Hashem, tomorrow we will do Chav Gimel Amud Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.